Parada Gudvok, challenge to come right after Shabbos. We are in the middle of Sif Chaf Aleph. I think it would be wise if we start again Sif Chaf Aleph. It's a small Sif, but it's a very Yisaidistic Sif. There are still a number of Yisaidis that we didn't even touch on. Hopefully we'll do it tonight. Let's start again. The Maccabi says, Kishamagzir HaMashkein, when you return the Mashkein, you have to give it back be'edim. That is, the malva should, it's an etzah toiva, that the malva should give it to the loiva with edim, or the hasreis boy, and to warn him, al takzireu li ela bifnei edim. Do not give it back to me, only in front of edim. It's like this, he's covered. The loiva will never be able to say he gave it back without edim, because I warned him in advance. We explained last time all the different shatim why. Comes along the Rama, haga, shim loikein, if you do not make this hasra, even if you give it back with Edom, but you don't make this asra, we have a problem. Later on, when you're going to come try to collect your chayv from the loiva, the loiva is going to say, I already gave you back the mashkin. I'm not giving you the chayv until you give me back the mashkin. Or, he could even be nemma to say, parati bimigo d'exarti. You're coming to mummy the chayv, I tell you I paid back. And you know what? My raya, I'm right. I'm not a liar. I'll bring it. I have a migot. If I wanted to be a liar, I could have told it. I gave you back the mashkin. Truth is, I didn't give you back the mashkin. I have the mashkin. But since I have that migot, I could have said I gave you back the mashkin. So therefore, I'll be nemun to say parati bimigot de'exarti. A very sadistical Ramah. So let's just try to take apart this Ramah, a drop. I could either tie an exarti, or I could tie a parati bimigot de'exarti. The shaila is, everyone wants to know, normally when you have a chayv, a regular, let's go simple, the basics. Guy has a malva, has a chayv, he's trying to mun from the loiva. If it's a milva bal peh, the loiva has right to taina parati. Even without a miga, it's your word against mine. You're tining that I owe you money, and I'm tining I don't. Let's see who wins. I'm Moksik, Kamitz Mekavel of Araya, I'm going to win. If you have a milva bishtar, then I have a problem here. How can I taina parati? So why do I leave you with the shtar? My boy. So therefore the Malva is going to win. But if it's a move al peh, the loiva is nemun to say parati even without any migo. He's nemun. It's my word against you. Why are you more entitled than me? I also have an opinion. I tined it, I paid you. Now over here, we're talking about pashtus, we're talking about a move al peh. This whole halach is talking about a move al peh. There is a preacher who holds that even by, like we discussed last time, that even by a move of bishtar, you never to say parati b'migo d'exarti against a move of bishtar. And the Tumim argues, it's my minimum, my smila, when the shah, we have a rife in the Taz that argues with the preacher and holds that this migo would not work against a move of bishtar. Because fort, the malva says, why do I have the shtar by me? If you taka pay me, why do you leave me with the shtar? Must be I'm right and you didn't pay me. So we're talking about at least l'chol apachas. Late many achrayim were only talking about milva peh. And late the preacher were talking about both, even in milva peh. So now the milva peh means there's no shtar.
There's some
yisur
over here.
There's some?
Some yisur over here.
Right, you lent me money. Oh, no, you gave it to me with Edom. You lent me the money with Edom. Yeah, but even when I move al peh with Edom, I have a right to taina parati. It's only when it's a shtar, I can't taina parati. But move al peh with Edom, kalamava be'edim, ain't tzarech l'frei be'edim. That's how we paskin. So I don't have to pay it back with Edom. So lamaisi is, we're talking about a regular milva here, zozayin milva be'edim, but not pishtar, which I would be nema to say parati for. So the kasha, the $1 million kasha, all the paiskim, all the achronim want to know is why does the Ramah have to come on to, and it's not just Ramah, it's a sefer chumis, to parati b'migo d'exarti. And what happens if you wouldn't have the migo d'exarti? Can't taina parati? You come and taina that you want my chayv. You want me to pay you up. And I tell him, sorry, I paid you already. Now it's my word against your word. I should believe with parati, even with Adam, migo. Why do I need the migo here for? Why? Because there was some mashkin involved here. Does it make it worse? What? There is no shtar. We're talking about a move up here without a shtar. So what's the problem? Why can't I be believed to say parati even without the migo d'exati? What do I need that migo for? This is a $1 million kasha that all the achrayim ask. And there are many teruts into this kasha. Faket, it's me against you. If I tine, that just makes my tine stronger. If I know the maize, and he's still being maize, and he's still signing that he paid, so it must be his emes.
No, he's not tine. It's a migo.
Even without a migo. Without a migo. Why did there a money parati be migo d'exarti? It should be just parati.
Straight out line.
straight up, parati. I'm believed to say exarti. I gave you back the mashka. I should be believed to say straight out that I paid you up. And this is $1 million kasha. Let's go through the sma. Sma gives two terutzim. Both of them lechayr ashver, but let's try it. Look in sma sivkot mem gimel. First teretz of the sma. Av oy parati be migod exarti. Av a beloy migoy without a migoy. Einoy nemun leimer parati. You're not believed to say parati. Why not? Kevan de kvar lokach biyodei hamashkin liyos betuach b'moisav ulisparei mimenu. Since the malva already took a mashkin on this choif, that he should be betuach, he should be secure that he'll be paid. So therefore, you're not nemun to say parati. I don't know. What does he want? Because he took a mashkin, he gave me back the mashkin. Right now, the mashkin's by me, by the loiva. So because he was makbid to take a mashkin on such a chayv,
he didn't pay when he was supposed to pay.
Right. So therefore.
He doesn't have a chazaka that he pays or something.
I don't have to have a chazaka. Stop. It's my word against yours. Fine. I don't have a chazaka, but you don't have a chazaka. I didn't pay. It's my word against your word. So why are you more of a yachzin than me? I did pay. What does this ma mean? So look. Who? Sorry. The mashkin right now is biyad loiva. If I bring your right, it's biyad loiva, because the Rama says I have a parati b'migo de'exarti. Parati b'migo de'exarti. I could have tined it, I gave it back to you. The loiva could have tined it, he gave back the mashkin to the malva. He didn't, but he could have. So we're talking about a case where the loiva is holding on to the mashkin, and because he has a migo that he could have tined it, he gave back the mashkin, therefore he's never to say parati. In fact, this ma, what do I need the migo for? Without the migo, let him believe to say parati, stamazoi. After this ma, because there was a mashkin here, so l'chayra what this ma means to say, and I don't know, but l'chayra, just trying to help out the sma, is he trying to say what the Taz says you can't say, and that is that hayois, there was a mashkin involved for security, and I went along with that. I gave the mashkin to the malva, so kilu, I gave the malva the upper hand, the right to be believed to be secure on this chayv. You see, I gave him a mashkin that he should be secure. So somehow, in that giving the mashkin includes also that he has to be secure that if it's my word against his word, if I tiny I paid, and he tiny I didn't pay, he's going to be believed. Because if I gave him the mashkin, I gave it to him that he should have the upper hand to be betuach on his choiv, so that bitachon includes, even if there's achosha between us.
Who has the mashkin now?
I'd rather do. He gave it back to him because he has a chiv deraisa to give it back to me. Not a chazaka. It's since this is a type of choiv, this is the choiv that I gave him a mashkin on for security. So God, he had to give it back to him because I needed to use it. By day, he has to give it back to me. On pajamas at night, he got to give it back to me. But since I gave him a zah mashkin, leaves betuach b'maisav, so therefore, it's nichlal in there somehow that he has to always have the upper hand. And the Taz says, you're not allowed to say that. It's like the Taz. And don't tell me because I gave him a mashkin, therefore I gave him the upper hand that he should always be believing. That was sort of the implicit understanding, the arrangement between us. So that's not true. When I gave him a mashkin, just he should have a kinin on the mashkin for other things, for shviyas, and he'll be able to collect from Yisayimim, or stand that he should be tuach on the mashkin as leverage, but not that if there's a chosha between us, that he should be more believed than I am. That's not nichlal in my nesinas mashkin. That's what the Taz bavons.
Yeah, but even if it is small, why would he never say chazatu? Chazatu is also a ra'if, so it shows that if you have a belief,
if this pshat nesma is right, that when I give a person a mashkin, I'm giving him the upper hand, and whenever the akasha, so then hu adin, why am I believed to say exarti even without a migo l'chayra, he should have that upper hand in that mashkin. I hear the kasha. I don't know. I hear. So that's another right. Well, anyway, the Taz says you can't say this pshat, because that's not what giving a mashkin is. So the first pshat nesma, I have no idea what he means. Let's go continue. Va'oid. The Eloi have a neman, another pshat of this man. The Eloi have a neman like mahechzar tiu locha. Lohay a neman like meparati. If I wouldn't have the ability to say exarti, I wouldn't be believed to say parati. Why? The kevin dig zero lay beidim, since the malva gave the loiva back the mashkin beidim. So we know that the loiva got the mashkin from the malva. Have a late as if ilu adain hamashkin biyara malva. It's as if the mashkin is still biyara malva, because we know that the malva used to have the mashkin. V'hayenem and litin l'lov k'dei dama v'memeila. We done it as if the mashkin is still by the malva, that the malva has the upper hand. also needs explanation of what's going on. The maisa is, he gave me back the mashkin, so what? It was with Eidim. But right now the mashkin's by me, it's my word against his word, I'm muchzik, I'm mitzvah gevel of araya, what in the world's going on? It's a bomb, what's going on? Let's see the ksois. Ksois says a beautiful pshat. And at the end he says, maybe that this is what the sma meant. Ksois is a gorgeous pshat. Look at the ksois of Kotten Yud. Ferati b'migoy, zok t'ksois, ho d'tzorach migo l'ferati, that which we need a migo, t'tayna parati, af agav d'b'milv al peh, even though by milv al peh, parati ave tayna makmas atzmo, parati is a good enough tayna even without a migoy, u'kvar gishu b'zeh b'smal v'taz, and the smal and taz already are bothered by this. And the Taz also says, by the way, a teretz that doesn't shtim l'chayv to save the trumas. I don't know. I'm not even going to go into it. What's going on? Zaktek toys nira mishum dekiv in the bal chayv koyin a mashkin. Since the bal chayv is koyin a mashkin, he has a kinin in the mashkin. The mashkin is like it's his. Have yam mashkin becheskas hamalve v'koni hulay. The mashkin is in his chazaka, and it's koni to him. Even when he rather gives it back to the loiva to use, it's still koni to the marvel. If the loiva dies, he can collect from the yisayimim. Shemitah comes, Shemitah's not meshamet, even if it's by the loiva. That means once the marvel has a kin in it, it's a marvel's mashkin. He's just doing tzedakah by letting the loiva use it every night or every day whenever he needs to. But it's his kinyan in the mashkin. It's his chayfetz. Let's skip all the way to the end, two lines before the end. The kevan, the tainus haloiva, havle tainus lukuach me'amalva. Since the mashkin belongs to the malva, so when the loiva tainis parati, in essence what he's saying is that I redeemed my mashkin. I purchased back my mashkin. I bought the mashkin off of the malva. Einoi nemon, ela bimigo degzarti. Since his taina in lumdis is really a taina of kinyan, if let's say you have a shirt, and I now have the shirt, and I bought it from you, when I'm believed, to say that I bought the shirt from you, if everyone knows that you were the marikama, that you owned the shirt yesterday, and not only that, everyone knows that the way the shirt came into my possession was because you lent it to me. We have Adam that you lent it to me, let's say. I can't now say, oh yes, but I bought it afterwards. I'm not, because we know exactly how it came into my rishos, because you lent it to me, and now I can't be believed to say I bought it. Mechitesi, we know why you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it because you borrowed it. So you can't be believed to say, I bought it. Same thing Zoktok says by a mashkin. A mashkin really already belongs to the malva. He has a gvisa kinyan in this mashkin. For the loiva now to say parati, in essence he's saying, I bought back this mashkin. Ukishamasra, so now that you can't say Zoktok says, because you parati, which is in essence a taina of kinyan that I bought back the mashkin, I wouldn't be neman. Bishloima, if there are no edim how the malva gave it back to the loiva. So the Levi could always say, I bought it from you. That's why it's in my possession. If I didn't buy it from you, it would have been in your possession. But we're talking about where we know for sure how it got into my rishus. Like the Ksma says, Higziru le be'edim, have lekilu adayin ha'mashkin b'yad ha'malva. Since we know exactly how it came back into the Levi's rishus, it's as if the mashkin in Metzias, we know what's going on, is still b'yad ha'malva. And for the Levi to tayin, I bought it, or I paid the chayv, which means I bought it back, that is not nemar to say without a mingo. That's why you need a mingo. And he ends up, v'ulay gam b'sma kivan l'za v'unachin. Maybe that's what the sma meant, that second pshat, the sma, v'unachin, it's a good teretz. Every time I taina, I bought something, if you know how it came into my rishus, I'm not nemar to say I bought it. If you don't know how it came into my rishus, then of course I'm nemar to say I bought it, because it's my word against your word, and I'm a mukzak, a mitzvah kaveh alavaraya. But if you know exactly I came into my shus, like this man says, higziru loiv eidim, you gave it back to the loiv with eidim, so now the loiv can't say, I bought it, it's too late. What do you mean you bought it? We know how you got it. You're holding on to it because the malva gave it to you. Now you're not neman to say you bought it, or parati, which is like saying you bought it, unless you have a migo of hegzarti. From all the terutzim said over here, this is the best terutz that I've seen so far on this eight. So why we need a migo parati, the migo degzarti? I wouldn't call it a migo mamish lahaitzi, because even though I'm not muchzik in it, because you know how it came into my rishos, but at the same time, Lukhara, you're also not muchzik in now. You maybe have a cheskas marikama, but you're not muchzik now. So now it's a migo against a cheskas marikama, which is a whole tumu. Whatever. But that's how the Ksais learns. Ksais got to hold that. Does work migo kenegad cheskas marikama. So Ksais, anyway, kuchtim lishita say, fine. That's it, excitement. I just want to take it apart, so just to be mice of one more nekudim will go on, is that l'chayr, in order for the excitement pshat to work, we have to be talking about where there's edim that know that the malva gave it back to the loiva. So then you're not nemut to say, I bought it. How can you be nemut to say, you bought it? We know exactly how you got it. And that's what it's Mataka says. The kiven the gzira loy be'edim, havalei kilu adayin amash kumbir amalva, and you're not going to be nemut without a miga. The problem is that this halacha, the Mechab and Ramah, is coming from the Sefer Trumas. If you look up the Sefer Trumas, it's Mefush in the Sefer Trumas, we're talking about the same halacha, the shlav before it, but it's the same lomdis of the Sefer Trumas, even when there was no edim that you gave it back to the loiva. And even there, the Sefer Trumas says that the loiva would be neman to say parati only b'miga de exarti. So the kash is, if this is the pshat in the Sefer Trumas, so what are you going to do over there? Over there, we have no idea why the malva gave back the chevetz to the loiva. I'm saying, well, you don't know. Maybe he didn't. We have no idea if he did or didn't. There's no edim. And there, too, the Sefer Trumas says that the life is not nemah to say parati without amigo. Why does he need amigo then? He should be believed to say, I bought it. Why not? If you don't see how it got into his rishus, he is nemah to say, I bought it. Otherwise, why would it be in my rishus for some? It would be nemah to say, I bought it. So the Ksaisis Cheshbon L'Chayra doesn't work on the beginning of the Sefer Trumas. Oh. So that's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you that pshat is that really you don't need edim. There's a one more halacha, Rabbi Isai. I know this is really not here, but sorry doing this to you. There's a halacha that when it's taina lekuach, that if it's a dvarm ha'asuyin la'hashil u'la'haskir, if it's something that everyone lends and rents out, then you're not nemah to say lekuach, even if there's no edim who know how a guarantee of yishus. Because we all know how a guarantee of yishus. What are you talking? A guarantee of yishus through she'ilu u'schiris. Because it's a dvarm ha'asuyin la'hashil u'la'haskir. It's something that's normal for people to rent out and lend out. So you can't be believed to say it's mine because I'm holding on to it. No, you're holding on to it proves nothing because maybe he lent it to you. And the reason why the other guy will be believed is because he has a cheskes marikama. We know yesterday it belonged to him. So he's a cheskes marikama. And today we don't know who it belongs to. It's your word against his word. The fact that you're holding on to it proves nothing because the dava hosi lash ola haskir. Mamela, you'll have to give it back because his cheskes marikama wins. So pshat is like this. Since we're talking about a mashkin that is a mitzvah deraisa to give it back by day or by night, whenever the loiva needs it. So even if there are no edim that you gave it back to the loiva, still the loiva wouldn't be nema to say that I bought it. For the same reason, is because how can you never say it? It's like a dove hosi lash or laske, because we know that the malva is supposed to be giving you back to schefitz tonight. It's your pajamas. You need it. Of course he's going to give it back to you. He has a mitzvah. He has a chiv. So memela, you can't say, oh, I must be nemen because I have a cheskes mamin. I'm holding on to it. No, the reason why you're holding on to it is because he gave it to you to be mekayim his mitzvah. So we have no idea. Maybe it's like this, maybe like this. So it's a suffix, but you certainly don't have a cheskes mamin. So go back to the drawing board. The malva has a cheskes mori kama on it. So then he would be... The Malva has a Cheskes Mori come on it, so he would be believed again. So you wouldn't be believed to say Parati unless you have a Parati, Bemigo de Exarti. Without the Migo, you're not going to be believed even if the Malva didn't give it back to Loiva Beidim. Because we know why the Malva gives it to the Loiva, because it's a mitzvah to give it back to him. It's like a Dova Osi Lash Alaska that the Loiva is not going to be believed to say, I bought it without a Migo. Lachar, that's what you're going to have to say. Memelo. So for the Ksais to plug in what he said into the Sma is not 100% great, because the Sma seems to say Kivin the Gzira Loi Be'edim. What do you need that for? Even without Edim, it's the same thing, because it's Osi Lash Alaskas, because it's a mashkin that you mechuyev to give it back. Okay, food for thought. Fine, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. I know this is really not our Indian, but let's move on. There's one more halach in the Ramah. Zakter Ramah, that which I just told you, that you believe to say parati, bimigo de exarti, Zakter Ramah, uvavad provided a very important provision. Sheloyia toich zmanoi, that it's not toich zman of the hava. Let's say you let me for 30 days, and it's only day 20. And now you come back and you say, pay me. And I say, I paid you already. Am I right that I could say I paid you already? Because bimigo de exarti. I have bimigo parati, bimigo de exarti. Zokter Amar, I will not be believed to say parati, bimigo de exarti, if it's toich the zman of the Ava. Why not? Person certainly is not going to pay back within the time that he lent the money for. He's obviously going to use it as much as he can. If he lent, borrowed the money for 30 days, he wants to use it for 30 days. So Mamela to say that he paid back, that's unheard of, totally ridiculous. Mamela for you to say parati against that chazaka, you're not going to be believed. Let's see the smans of Kap Mem Dalud. Pirish. So he would have a migoy. He is neman loy meprati chafilu b'teich zmanoy b'migo de ladam. We do say parate b'migoy of ladam oy b'migo de kol hazman. Even b'makom chazaka in a parate zmanoy. Parati alone may not be believed, but parati with a migoy is believed even against a chazaka in a parate zmanoy, because migoy is stronger than the chazaka in a parate zmanoy. So Bazai, what's going on over here? If we paskin that a person's believed to say parati takes money with a migoy, so why can't he be believed over here to say parati takes money with a migoy? Well, I could say exactly the mashkin takes money, I do say. Because every night I have to give it back, every day I gotta give it back. So I could do since really it's a sofik, the Gemara blives as a sofik whether you could be believed with a parati with a migo against a chazaka in to parate zmanay. And the only reason why in ein ches you believe the life is believed in mishum dam to make a very olavaraya, that's why arminu migo yanal b'teich zmanay. So that's good over there, where I'm mitzvah gevir olavaraya that the life is the muksik. Or b'hai davelei mashkin. But here, when you have a mashkin, avdich ziroi, kevin dich ziroi b'fnei edim, since the malva gave the mashkin back to the loiva in front of edim, lepachis, at the very least, loy mikri ha loiva kshir ziroi loy l'fnei edim, muksik l'meima d'yenem on l'me prati, mikai kometzim eka v'el araya. Whether you believe to say parati to exmani, b'migo, whatever it is, against a chazaka, is a boy to lifshit to b'gmar, it's a sofik. Whoever's muksik wins. And ein ches, it's a regular hava, no mashkin involved. Regular hava, we don't know who's believed. So the life is going to ultimately win out because of metzmek of Allah v'araya. Mashenkin over here, where there was a mashkin involved, where the malva was already kind of this mashkin. Let's learn like the ksaisis havana in this ma. The malva already was kind of the mashkin. And for the life to tighten its mind, he's not believed it. So he doesn't have a cheskas mummin on it, because we know exactly how the loiva got the item. The loiva got the item because the malva gave it back to him, because he had a chiv to give it back to the loiva al tzedakah, that the loiva should be able to use it. So the loiva doesn't have a cheskas mummin on the mashkin. So back to the drawing board, you have your boy de loiv shita. So mamela, the loiva is not going to be believed. The only time the loiva is believed because he has a cheskas mummin. Over here, with the loiva doesn't have a cheskas mummin because the malva, adarabah, the malva has the chazaka. The malva is one that has a kinin in the mashkin. So it's the malva who's muksik, and we know exactly how the mashkin got into the hands of the loiva through the edim. We saw that. So mamela, the malva still has enough cheskas mummin in this mashkin. Faket, the loiva doesn't have any, that the loiva will not be believed to say parati b'migoy the exarti against in adam parati exmane. Our loiva will not be believed to say parati with a migoy because negra chazok is a boy de livshuta and he's not muksek, so he's not going to win. That's a smaz eitza. Tesant eitza. The shach, on the other hand, jumps and says he doesn't understand. I look in the shach, they've got Yud Aleph. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. Even though they give Fashid in the Terutzim, why over here they should be different. It's supposed to be the Islay Migoy. And the Loiv is going to win. Not like that's why the tour left out the end, because the tour holds that you would be believed parati b'migo d'exarti even takes manoi, because parati with the migo is stronger than the chazak amen on parati takes manoi. So if a machloikis, the shach just took on machabo, well in machabo you don't see it, took on a ramah, a bach, a sma, and a sefer chumis. They're coming from sefer chumis. He just took it on. Loi nirali. It's not nearer to me. I'm a male. It's all over. He just took them on. Gavaldik. Ma koicha yirav. Gavaldik. But that's Eitzah. So the Eitzah that we have, Devar L'Cheyah, is a Smaz Eitzah, that here the Loiv is not Muxik and Amigoy against a Chazaka is a Safik. We don't know. Memela, since here the Loiv is not Muxik, the Loiv is going to lose out. If you look in the Ksois, in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the Ksois has a Geshmak Achilik. Very Geshmak. Look, it's on the next page. It's 4, 6, 8. It's like 9, 10 lines from the top. It says, Nira da hachiliku bein hapesha asu hapesha ito limigoy. The ksais, yeshiva shared, there's such a thing called a migoy. I could have tainted something. So as if, believe me in the taina now. And then there's even starker zaktiksais, there's what we call hapesha asu hapesha ito. If I would keep quiet, I would win. I put my foot in the mouth. That was my pesha also, but that same foot that I put in my mouth, I pulled out a peshita. I gave an excuse. I touched up wide, so it's not to my disadvantage. That's even stronger, because if I stay quiet, I'll also be believed. A pesha also is stronger than migo. Zoktik sois, that's the chilek. The migo loy aminun, aba a pesha also, a pesha ita, we will say aminun b'makum chazaka. And he brings Zariah, and he says, I'm skipping towards the end, it's like three lines from the end, in Cain, hu adin hacha. Kevin da chazaka to takes mana yudua lo aminu migo b'makom chazaka to takes mana eladavka pesha also bish loyma in simin ayin ches. Over there the maisa geret is talking about after the zman. I took a havo, let's say for 30 days, and we're holding day 35, and now you're asking me for the havo, and what do I tain? I tain I paid you 20 days ago. So I put my foot in my mouth. I shouldn't say I paid 20. I should say I paid you today. No, but I didn't. I said I paid you 20 days ago during this man of Gewalt. No one pays. Chazok and Nenon Parade takes mana. But since I have a Migo over there, I'm going to be believed. Zaktik Sois, there the Migo is a stronger Migo. The Migo is a Pesha Asa. I could have kept quiet. If I would have kept quiet and just said, Stam, I paid you today, no problem. It's already after this man of Parade. No problem. I would certainly be believed. I put my foot in my mouth to say I paid you then. Good. So I paid you then. I have a migo. I could have tied it something else. Ladam. And my mela will be believed. So that's a pesha also. It's a stronger migo. That's going to be believed against the chazaka. Over here, we're talking about the guy went to din toyer, still teches man. It's 20 days into the halva. It's not due for another 10 days. Takes him to a din toyer. He says, pay me. Guy says, I paid you already. Paid me already. Wait a minute. No one pays within the zman of all. The guy says, I have a migo. Migo de exarti. I don't care. No one pays during this man. All you have right now is amigo. Amigo, you can't go against the chazaka. We have a chazaka, and then parade takes money. So chazaka is strong to balance against amigo, but against a peshasa, peshita, peshasa is stronger, and over there, talking about peshasa, peshita, and that's why you're going to be believed. That's a ksaisis chilek. You have to know why the ksais needed a new chilek, to the extent that ksais had this tire in Sivkot Yud, which is similar to the smart type of a tire. You have to know why he needed a better teretz. But whatever it is, those are the two eitzes here, Rabbi says. At the end of the day, you have a shach who's kamat eshitas yachid, who's taking on everybody. There's some achrinim who try to fend for the shach. But it's kamat eshitas yachid. It sounds like from the Ramah that you will not be believed to say parat b'mingo d'exarti. I mean, it sounds like we go like that shita parat b'mingo d'exarti if it's toich zmanai. All right, let's move on, Rabbi says. This is, I know it's a little zaitik, but now let's focus back into Hilchas Mashkin. Let's continue. Look at that same Sman Sivkot Mem Dalid, right where we left off. Let's continue. The Sman is bothered by another Kaji here. What's the Mitzias? Play this out. How in the world did you give me back a Mashkin? I'm delayed. How in the world did the Malva give the Leiva back the Mashkin takes money? Means how in the world did the Malva even get a Mashkin takes money? When does a Malva take a Mashkin takes money? Until the Leiva has to pay up the Chayit, the Malva never takes a Mashkin. So if the due date, then he calls Bezin. Bezin comes down, takes a mashkin, or he has to leave it to kindly give him a mashkin, so he doesn't have to go through the tircha, embarrassment of Bezin, whatever it is. But toiks mane, who is ever taking a mashkin? Zok disma, v'ava bisha kesafti lel, deinu me mashkin noy shaloi b'shas havasoi, ela la'ach sha'ova hazman paroin. It's only going to work after the zman paroin. And here we're talking about teichas zman paroin. So what's the mitzias that the malva should have taken this mashkin? And to tell me, and to tell me that we're talking about where the malva only initially only advanced the loan with a mashkin, he refused to give the loan without a mashkin, so it was a avob it was a mashkin b'shas tahava, that's also not going to work, because a mashkin b'shas tahava, we paskin, ain't so klak zero klal. The din, the chiva namava, to return a mashkin, is only if he takes it after the tahava. But if he takes it b'shas tahava, that we had in Sifte Zayin, that he's not mechuyiv to return the mashkin at all. So Mamela, what is he talking about? If he took a b'shas tahava, he doesn't have a chiv to return it. If he didn't take a b'shas tahava, he has no right to take one until after the zman tahava is due. So what is the case talking about? Zok tisma mekomakam lefa'amim, at times kisherayin shu mevazvez nechasav memashkin osei gam b'teik zmanay. It's a modern tzia. We're talking about a special case where he did not take a b'shas tahava, he took it afterwards, but he saw that the loiva was spending money and wasting his money and being mavriach his nechasim. He got nervous, called the alarm, called the bezdin. Bezdin got nervous. Bezdin decided that it's a shas hakosher, we better take a mashkin from the loiva, even toich hazman, today, that the loiva should have something to pay up at the end of his man. Because the loiva's habit, the way he's going, there's nothing to be left at the end of his man. When 30 days come, he's going to have nothing left. He's spending it all. It's a special akimta. It's a modern case. It's not a usual case, but chlal. That's how the sma that's designed this halacha. He was mechavim betzim to sefer chumis is kasher. Sefer chumis, which is the makar of this halacha, bavons this. What type of mashkin are we talking about? Sefer Chumis says we're talking about a mashkin b'shas tahava, which the mava gave it back. What does that mean? Zoktas Kedulei Chumis, he really didn't have to give it back. You're right, if someone takes a mashkin b'shas tahava, you're not mechiv to give it back, but he gave it back anyway. The mava was kind enough to allow the loiva to use it when he needs it back anyway, even though he doesn't have this mitzvah, he doesn't have this chiv, but he's willing to give it back to the loiva anyway. L'chayra, that's what he says. Okay. So you have two eitzes, either a modern tzia that he was spending, he was wasting money, and he took it after the avah, which is modern, or the Sefer Chumis case, was a shtick of modern. He took it b'shas avah, and he was benevolent, he decided to give it back to the loiva, even though he didn't have to. He doesn't have to give back that mashkin to the loiva, but he gave it back anyway, and now this loiva is a kafi toif, is now tanning parati, b'migod exarti, all shticklach again, stabbing the malva behind his back, but it's fine, but the malva did a toif to the loiva and gave him this mashkin, even toich hazman. Those are the two eitzes. I want to bring something out, a very chush of a yedi here. Sorry?
You said before that
Amakus
was a
chiv. 100%, yeah, I know. I didn't say it. I told you the cheshon is right. Valina, after the shiat, it's a gewaldic cheshon. I don't want to get confused the yaylam. Gewaldic cheshon. All right. Yeah, so let's go into. There's a Sheris Yankiv. It's in Chelik Aleph. He has sugyas in the sugya of Enodom Pereh Dex Manoy on Dafayin Gimon al Aleph. He brings a Chedushi Maro in Gidden. I have no idea who that is. If anyone knows, please tell me. It's Chaf Heyom and Beis. Chedushi Maro Gittin says for Dover Poshit, Nemzam for Pshitis, he says that if someone is a Malva ala Mashkin, there is no such Chazog of Enodim Peretek Zmanay. Why not? Very Poshit Chedushman. It's like the Maro, if you're holding on to my Mashkin, you know why I paid you up early? I want my Mashkin back. Enodim Peretek Zmanay means that the loiva is not going to pay up a choiv if he has the wherewithal to use the money for free bechinam. He has the money, so why should he? What's going on? Of course he's going to want to use it to its fullest and not pay back to the last minute till the due date. But if the loiva has a real interest, why he wants to pay back early? Because he wants to redeem his mashkin. He needs that baseball bat. He's going to play baseball. He needs it. He wants that bat. Who's going to figure out how to pay up the choiv? He needs that bat. He has a reason why he wants to pay up early. L'mashal. The Paiskim say, I think other Paiskim will say that when it's a malva beribis, let's say it's iska, whatever, however we can get it away, how the ribis is kehalacha, if it's a malva beribis, there's no such klal in an imperate ex money. Because of course he's paying up. He borrowed for 30 days, so he's only going to pay at the end. Ridiculous. Every day interest is accruing. He might pay up early. He might pay his car. So many people we know that pay up. They have a 30-year mortgage. They don't pay till the end of the 30 years. Sometimes they pay down the mortgage earlier. They want to cut their interest rates. They want to cut interest payments. They have a vested interest why to do it. So anytime the loiva has an interest, a reason why he's paying up early, he will pay up early. And there's no klal. They know the period takes money. So Memel is Dr. Mara, who adin ba mava la mashkin, there's no klal of ain't on the period takes money because he wanted to redeem his mashkin. You're holding on to my mashkin, I can't use it, so that's why I paid you up early. And says Dr. Mara, bepshitis.
There's only one case. To be sure, there's only one case these.
Whatever the case is. Good, so that case. Okay. Zakta. Zokta Sheis Yankiv Gavalt. It's a Mefusha Ramah. You forget. We're talking about a Milva ala Mashkin. And state in the Ramah, we have a Chazoka in a Dimperei Tegzmanai. At Kadekak, they now believe to say Parati Dimigo Dagzarti. Because ain't nothing bereit takes none. So you see that you have the klal even by a mashkin.
Does it say even if you have a heter iska with interest that you can say?
That's a mafush knesa gdola, that when you have a heter iska, you do pay up even takes money. But here we're talking about not with ribbis, we're talking about a mashkin.
Heter iska is not called a
chayim. Okay, whatever. We'll figure out how.
No, how is there another perea on that? It's only for kolma.
The lumdus lekoy should be the same. I want to use the money so I can profit and whatever my investments are. Lamais is because ribis is a chelis man. We don't have that class. So the fact the sheis yankiv gavalt mufush alach over here faket. And for the sheis yankiv, for this mara is it's cholak. Ventzok, what type of mashkin? If the mava took a mashkin that is not mechuyif to give it back, so avada the loiva will redeem his mashkin early, and you don't have the chazak, and then the parade takes money. But over here we're talking about where the mava took a mashkin that he is mechuyif to give it back whenever the loiva needs it. He has a chiv to give it back at night, his pajamas and day, his clothing, whatever, and his clay machresha, whatever he needs. So the whole chesh of mara doesn't start. What's mara's chesh? That the loiva is going to want to redeem his mashkin because he needs it. Well, if the loiva needs his mashkin, the mava has to give it back anyway. He has a mitzvah deraisa, lechati yitztaka to give it back. So that's not a reason why the loiva should redeem his mashkin. Really, if it would be a regular mashkin, he doesn't have to give back. Avadu, we don't have to call it in the parade exmane. Because avadu who be paid his mashkin even early and pay up early. It's kedai for him. Mashenkin over here, we're talking about the mashkin he has anyway, a chiv to give back to the loiva. So why should the loiva bother to redeem it? He'll get it whenever he needs it. If he needs it, he's going to get it anyway, even if he doesn't redeem.
Such a mashkin doesn't serve the purpose. Such a mashkin hardly serves the purpose.
Okay, so we said that maybe the mav only took it for Shemitah and for Yisayim and for other reasons. That's why the loiva doesn't have to run to pay up early, because the loiva has the cake and eat it. He gets back to mashkin whenever he wants.
2 hours a day to get it. Who has to bring it?
So we discussed that. Pashas, the mav has to bring it. Pashas. Okay, we discussed that one to Barikas. No quite right. But the problem is, you're right, the problem is that's very nice for the Sefer, for the Sama. But the Sefer Truman says what we're talking about, what's the case? Where it was a Malva ala Mashkin, and the Malva didn't have Chiv to give it back to the Loiva. And he gave it back anyway, he was benevolent, he's a Baal Chesed, he gave back the Mashkin anyway. And of them, state in Sefer Trumas, that you not believe Migo de Chzarti, because they're not in Berei Tex Nadei. That from the Sefer Trumas Mufurish, which is the Makal of this Halacha, that's why it's important to Sefer Trumas says, Okimta, you see that we have a klal of Einod and Peretex Mana, even by a mashkin that the mouth is not mechuyev to give back to Leiva. That means this cheshun, I don't know 100% why, but this cheshun that the Ra is making, that a person would redeem his mashkin and pay up early, is not true. A person wouldn't redeem his mashkin. He would not. He'd rather have the money than have his mashkin, and he would not pay up early. It's a kasha on the sefer. This Chedusha Hira, I don't know who it is, but it's a kasha on whoever this person is. I have no idea. Chedusha, I doubt it. It's Chedusha Hira. Hey, Reish, Strike Al Aleph. I don't know. Sorry? If he's not Maka, because why did he give it for?
Right. Go ahead. He took a few later. We're
talking
about.
So then also he's not makbid because he'll get it back whenever he wants. Right? That's what he's saying. That's the Sheis Yankiv. I know he didn't give it, but Ratzin, they took it by force. But there. No, you can't, because there, when you take it, Shaloi Bishastava, the Malva is Mukhuyiv to give it back to the Leiva whenever the Leiva needs it. So that, like the Sheis Yankiv says. So my mother shock, if you took it, Shaloi Bishastava, the Malva has to give it back whenever I need it. So I won't redeem it early. What do I need to? I get it anyway. And if you take it, Bishastava, you're saying, because I gave it. So Adaskin, I gave it, that I'd rather have the money than Namashkin. So at the end of the day, there's no Mokum for the Ra. Where is the Kedusha Ra's case? What's going on? Then the Sheis Yankiv marshals, the Gevaldik, he marshals a Shiore Korban on the Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. Bekiyas. And Peregimel Halakha Beis, the Shiore Korban says also, for Dava Pashit, no Raya, Dava Pashit, Zakta, that whenever you're Malva ala Mashkin, you don't have the Chazaka in the Pereya to Exmanai. Why? For a different reason. He says, because a person is nervous having his Mashkin by somebody else. I don't know what you're going to do with it. It'll break, you're not going to watch it properly. I don't know, it'll be stolen from you. I need my Mashkin back. And therefore, a person will pay up a Chayv early to be able to get back his Mashkin, because he's nervous that the Mashkin's sitting by somebody else. It's not under his control. He's not watching it. He's nervous. Sorry?
That's only good if the mashkin is more than the
chayv. Right, because the mashkin is less than the chayv, then if it's lost, we'll deduct against the chayv. Adam writes with kashu la yesim from the moment. I'd rather have my item. I don't want my Zaydis tefillin to be lost, and you just pay me for my Zaydis tefillin. I want my Zaydis tefillin. So, okay. So again. Right, again, the kids of the Sheis Yankov says, from here's a raya, not like the Sherei Govim. Here you see that you have a klal of Enon and Paredek's money, even by Milval Lamashkin. So you see, Mafush, Halacha, what's going on? Okay, Rabbi said, let's move on. Let's go back to Hilchas Mashkin, let's now go back to Leichte and Yonim. Sivcha Beis. Zakta Mechabe, Eino Yochul Machri Loilim. The Malva has holding the Loiv is Mashkin, going back and forth, every day, every night. He's getting tired doing this. He wants to get paid already. It's after this Mam Paroin. He wants to get paid. He wants to take these pajamas and sell it off, liquidate the pajamas and be able to collect his chayv. Zakta Mechabe, Eino Yochul Machri Loilim. You have never a right to sell the Gamashkin because you already have a chiv to return it every night. If you're going to sell it, you're messing up your chiv. You have a lchot yitzdog, you got to return it. If you're going to sell it, you can't return it, right? You won't have it to return. So therefore, since you have a chiv on you to return every night, lo'olam, you're not allowed to sell this mashkin ever. Kevin shalochi b'teris mashkin, you're never allowed to sell this mashkin. Except for one eitzah. What's the eitzah? Achap. Zogta mechaba. Imloi. Sheyak zirenu loy. Give it back. Amanash shaloy lakzu lakakta b'teris mashkin. If you give it back for good, not for him to you just for tonight, you give it back to the life of a good, I don't want this mashkin anymore. You could keep your pillow even during the day, the pajamas you could have during the day too. Keep your plow even at night. I don't want this as a mashkin anymore. I give up my kinyan mashkin in it. It's now yours. Then you come to Bezin. And now I could collect it because it's no longer a mashkin. Because when it's a mashkin, I have a chiv to give it back to you every night. I never let her sell it. What I do is I take away the dimashkin on it. I give it back to you. Ois, I don't want a mafkid. It's not my mashkin anymore. It's yours for keeps. And then I take it right back. Or I get Bezin to take it right back and sell it. It's like any other asset of yours that have a right to liquidate, to sell with Bezins, of course, and sell. That's the mechaba.
So can you do that before you give the mashkin back?
No. Before I give the mashkin back, no, I have a chiv to give the mashkin.
I want my chiv paid.
I tell you what my chayv paid, and you say, hey, you're not paying me. Now what? So I want to sell it. I can't sell the mashkin.
You're
in the chosin, but not this one, because this one I got to give you back.
Other
nechosin. Yeah, then I can do other nechosin, but not this one. Then? Because he didn't want a pachkin and a mechira and gvi and shuma and a bezdin. What do you need it for? If you go take a mashkin, there'll be enough, and eventually you pay. Then he realizes that you're not coming to pay. It's not working. So then he takes the next step. Okay, I'm going to liquidate the asset. But I can't. I'm stuck. I have a chiv to give you back this mashkin every time. So I got to give it back to you for good. And then I could be goyva and you're the nechosef.
Then I can be going for anything?
Then I can be going for anything. Sorry. But you don't have anything.
No.
Sorry. Oh, misogyny is going to be later. Sivkov
Gimel. This is not one of the items that would...
Let's say you. It's above misogyny. If we wanted misogyny, then I'm not allowed to take it. That's Sivkov Gimel. Sivkov Gimel is a whole misogyny. Let's assume I'll be able to take something of yours, a claim akresh or whatever, that it won't go into the misogyny. Now, Kram, yes, a good shiloh, but there are mitzvahs. We'll see in Sivkov Gimel a lot of applications. Zokta Minchas Pitam. What happens if I'm afraid? Well, I'm crazy. I'm going to give you back the mashkin and tell you that ois mashkin, you're going to take it and sell it. I'm never going to see this. If I don't give it back to you for good, I can't take it. I can't be goyver from it. Give it back to you for good, it's going to be gone in a minute. What do I do? Zakta Minchas Pitam, what you do is, here's the eitzah. What you do is you give it to the Bezdin. The Bezdin should be zeichin this mashkin for the loiver, for good, for keeps. So it's ois mashkin. And then Bezdin will make a gvi on this mashkin. So I'll never get into the hands of the loiver. I'll make Bezdin, so to speak, zeichin
the
adam. It's a schus for him to get back his mashkin. Why? Because Nan Schuski is going to sell it off. Maybe a din bezin, you'll let her do that anyway. That's his eitzah. And I want to point out that this. Sorry? Yeah, but I don't know if he's arguing Mechab. Mechab is talking about a normal case. Because so what happens if you're nervous? It is Mechab. It's an extension of Mechab. I'll do the same thing. I'll be zeich of him to lay befond of ois mashkin, and then I'll make the gvi on the chayfetz. But this is only going to work. I want to point out this eitzah of Minchas Pitam only works b'chayi gavna when I'm doing a zechia that he should get it for good. But Lamarshal, could I go? He needs his pajamas tonight. So I'll do, instead of giving it to him, I'll give it to Bezdin. and make a zechiyah for him. I mean, that's how we make a mitzvah zelchot yitzdalka. That's not going to work. He needs the pajamas. Bezin can't do a zechiyah in his pajamas. Him, he needs to sleep in the pajamas. Having the pajamas on Bezin is not going to help him. It's only over here that at some time I'm trying to be making my mitzvah. I'm trying to be mafkin my schus, make it ois mashkin, give up my kinyan, that I could do a bezin. Bezin will be kind of the mashkin and give it back to the guy. I'm a mailer now, I'm allowed to take it. No, Bezin is Eichel for the life. Yeah, it could be, I'm trying to think, could be, maybe not. Maybe if the Malva is Mafke, his Schus Mashkin in it, so now it's Hefke, so now it's Eitz Mashkin, so I don't have a Chiv, the Malva doesn't have a Chiv anymore. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. He said it's not a schus. It's not so posh. It might not be a schus for him. Not, yeah, okay. So you have to know it didn't bez and how that works. Fine. It's a schus to pay for chayv. You have a mitzvah.
Doesn't he have a
chiv shmita? Who? How could he be mafkid mashkin? So he'll watch it without the kinyan mashkin shabai. He'll be a shayv without the kinyan mashkin. Only mashkin's mechayv him this mitzvah. Once it's mashkin, doesn't have the mitzvah. All right. I want to go into one more sugi before we go into Sivkov Gimel. It says, you come to Bezdin or Magbin Loichoivei. Just to remind the Olam, let's go back to Sif Yud Ches. Now that we see Chav Beis, Yud Ches takes on a better understanding here. Hayaloi Shnei Kalim, Noita Lechon Amag Zechot, good. Amasa Yuchayv Laksev Alkeach Ad Loilam, good. Comes along the second year for the Mechaba in Sif Yud Ches. V'mhoya Mashkin Midvorm She'enu Tzarklam. If it's a Mashkin that the Loive doesn't need, then you don't have to give it back every night. The Leiva doesn't need it. So the Malva could hold on to it. He holds on to it ad lamed yoim until 30 days. And after 30 days, he has a right to sell it himself. What's the cheshin? What's the difference between there and here? Over there, since there's no mitzvah to return it every night, so I'm allowed to sell it without giving it back. I don't have to make it ois mashkin before I sell it. Because even when it has a shei mashkin to it, I'm not mechuyev to give it back to the Leiva. Because Leiva has plenty of pajamas. Doesn't need this pair of pajamas. So Mamelo, I have a right to just go to Bezin direct and let Bezin sell it right now. Mashenkin over here in Sifka Beis, we have a chiv to give it back every night. If I'm going to sell it, I'm not going to be mekayim my chiv. So therefore, I'm not allowed to sell it.
Why can't I sell it by day?
Sorry? Because then tonight I won't be able to give it back to you. Yeah, no, it's a mashkin that I sold off. It's not ois mashkin. Whatever kinyan I had in it, that's the same kinyan that's in it.
I have a kinyan mashkin plus more than
it. I have more. You just sold it off. My kondesheni, only what I had. So he has what I have in it. The buyer will only have the schus that I have.
If I wouldn't have a chiva shul b'chla, I could sell it off.
Because I have a schus to make a gviya.
Mashkin, I have less. Bezin sells it.
I hear your question. It needs a beer, but that's proud, yes.
The malvit
that's
selling it. It's not the malvit.
I know, the malvit's making a gviya. Correct. The bezin making a gviya. That's true.
But during the day,
because he's being mafkir, it's good. To right now, you know tonight he needs his pajamas. If you're going to sell it today, you're not going to be mekayim yechiv tonight. But so Bezin is not. So Bezin's been mafkir that mitzvah. Bezin can't do that either. Bezin has to make sure that you're not mafkir your mitzvahs either. So Mimela, Bezin won't do it.
Mashkin, you took b'shas alvar, you're allowed to sell right away.
Yeah, same thing, right. The Tumen says, a mashkin b'shas alvar that you never mekayim to give it back, even if it's his only pair of pajamas, and you're allowed to sell with Bezin right away. You don't have to be busy. Good, that's a whole tumult. Pasha Shleichem Yim, yes. But you don't have to do this trick of Chav Beis to give it back, Ois Mashkin, and then do a Bezin. You can do Bezin direct.
From when the Chav is up, maximum 30 days.
Yeah, maybe it's Man HaTfiyah when you Tavei him. Yeah, it's a 9 Gimel, whatever. It's really, there's a whole Sugis over there. But yeah, Pashtus, yes. So let's take this apart. Not only is there a chilik where they have to be mafkir the mashkin, but there's another very important chilik here, Rabbi Yisrael, and I want to bring it to your attention. In Sif Yud Ches, when it says that I could sell direct, I go to Bezin, I sell it direct, what type of Bezin are we referring to? Three Ramesha Feinsteins, what are we referring to? What type of Bezin? Who's sitting on this Bezin? Zokta Mechab in Simen Ayin Gibu Sif Tezvav, when he brings in the same halacha, Mechab himself says, Reitz Aloyma, I mean to say, what Bezdin? Bezin of Hedyoitis. Three yokels. They don't even know where Chesha Mishpat is. They never learned Chesha Mishpat. They don't even know that there's such a thing called Chesha Mishpat. But the one thing they do know is how to shatz up a chayfetz. Three assessors. You go three Bezin Shalad Yoitis, three who are mumchim in assessing an item. They could evaluate what the item is supposed to be. They give a price. This item costs $62.47. Fine, now you could sell it for $62.47 and above, and that will be good. That's the only bezin you need. You don't need more than that. You don't need a real bezin. As they pass in the mechab over there, comes along the shach, and he says, Gewalt, what's going on? He brings rai after rai after rai. There's no such thing. When you sell a mashkin, or he's talking about pekodin, with the same idea, he makes the same tushot to mashkin. When you sell somebody else's chevet to make a gevir, avad gevis, you need a real bezdin, shamumchin, hakosh or ladin, which means at least one of the three has to be a gomir v'saveh. He has to be knowledgeable and understand the halacha. He has to be a talmud chacham. A guy who's not a, one of the three is not a paisik, there's no bezdin. You can't just get three yukuls who know how to assess. We're not talking about assessors, you need to have a real bezin. The shach argues with the mechava. Comes along the tumim and the ksois, and got the shulchan or karav, paskins like the shach. Comes along the ksois and the tumim over there, and says, all your eyes, Rab Shach, all your eyes are not nageya. All your eyes are by pekodin and ksubin amon. All your eyes. There's one difference that mashkin has over all your eyes. A mashkin is cunning to the malva. Hamalva, right? We said Hamalva, when he takes a mashkin, he's cunning with Rabbi Yitzchak. He has a kin, b'chayv kain a mashkin. He has a kinin in the mashkin. Because the malva has a kin in the mashkin, it's already his, to a certain degree, it's his. Once it's his, he doesn't need the koyach abezdin to make it his. It's already his. Bishlam, if I want to take your pekod, and I want to make a tfisa, and I want to sell off something, it's not mine. I need a bezin. How am I going to get this item that belongs to you? A bezin has a koyach to make something yours, mine. They have that koyach. But something that's already mine, b'chayv is already koyin a mashkin, then I don't need a real bezin. All I need is that not to cheat you when I sell it off. So as long as I get three expert assessors, you're not going to be cheated. So memela, it's not a problem. That's why over there is bezin shalad yaitis. All over Taka, you're right, Rav Shach. Taka, the Shach's right that you need a bezdin, a real bezdin. But not over there, because a mashkin is coming to the malva, but chayv kanya mashkin. And as they pass in Dor HaChashukhan as well, you have a tumim, a ksois, a chashukhan, all passing like the mechaba, that by a mashkin, you don't need a bezdin, because it's already coming to the malva. So Rabbi Isai, I want to play it out. I want to know, what would you say in this halacha? So that's Sif Yud Ches. And Sif Yud Ches, it says, you go straight to the bezdin, mishlechim yin ve'elek mecha bebezdin. What bezdin? Yukos. Three yukos who know how to assess. Three bezdin shalat yaitis. Good? I want to know, when it comes to Sifkov Beis, what bezdin do we need over here? So I think over here you're going to need a real bezdin. Here the mechab is going to be moided to the shak that you're going to need a real bezdin. What's my raya? To the extent I made it ois mashkin, I gave up my kinin. Kozman, it's a mashkin. I'm not allowed to sell it off. Because Kozman, it's a mashkin. I got to give it back to you every night, every day. I got to give it back to claim my creation. I can't sell it off. I'm not allowed. The only way I could sell it off is if I give up my skos. Ois mashkin, ois kinin. It's not mine. It's yours already. Have it. Keep it for good. And then I'll go to Bezin and take it out. Well, once I gave up my kinin in it, so it's back to the drawing board. It's your item in fully. No kinin. Oh, no kinin. So how am I going to give it? I can't take your item and be goyva, stam. What makes your item mine? Then I'm going to need a real bezdin. So come to us, over here in Sifka Beis, I need a real bezdin. Mashenken and Sif Yud Ches, it's good enough like the Mechaba, bezdin of yukuls. So it's a major nafkamina in halacha, not just that I have to do this patent and give it up. Then nafkamina also, what type of bezdin I need? And Sif Yud Ches, it's good enough as a bezdin of yukuls. Mashenken, over here, you're going to need a real bezdin.
The bezdin of yukuls become a
shlifa. The bezdin of yukuls? Here or there? What do you mean?
Both.
Here, yukos not...
Takes a bezin of three people, no shuma, right?
Right. No, every bezin needs to do a shuma,
but
right?
He takes three yukos.
Right? Three yukos who know how to do a shuma.
He gives it over to them and he tells Bizaycha for this guy. So now
that... We said that once I make zechia and I give it over to this guy and now it's his... It belongs back to the loiva. So now I need a real bezin.
Maybe the
hishlikam. But now I need a real bezin because something is already the loiva's. I can't be yuri the masa. If I want to be yuri to the other nechassim of the loiva, what type of bezin do I need then? So now I need a real bezin. This item is like a regular nechassim of the loiva because once I gave it back to the loiva and I gave up my kinyan and mashkin in it, it's just like any other item that he has. So now I'm going to need a real bezin. Push it. Now I need a real bezin. So it's a major nafkamina between the two halachas. I want to bring out that apparently I don't have any raya. I think it's a dova pasha. I think it's pasha cheshbon. But I have a pische shom which says not like me. Yeah, it's a kasha like this. Pesach Hashem says, if you remember, Rabbi, so we said last time, I'll bring you back into the Gemara. The Gemara says that when you have a mashkin, and the Torah commands you that you have to give it back every night and every day. Shvek the Gemara, so lama mashkin, and why do we need this headache for? Why in the world does someone take a mashkin if every night he has to return it anyway? What did he fadin from this mashkin? And for the Gemara, that Shemitah shouldn't be Meshamit, and that he should be able to be goyver from the Yarshim. Otherwise, he can't goyver Metalton from the Yisayimim, but now you will be able to be goyver from the Yarshim. How does the Gemara? Frekta Pischei Sha'arim. If the Mechaba, Tumim, Ksois, Aruch HaShulchan is right, that when you take a mashkin, you don't need a real bezin to sell off. It's good enough a bezin of yukos. Frekta Pischei Sha'arim, Gavaltev, and Mufushi Gemara Faket. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why I take a mashkin for? I'll tell you why I take a mashkin. I take a mashkin because now I can get away with having a bezin of yukos. Had I not taken the mashkin, I want to be goyver from the nechasim. I need a real bezin. But now, because I took the mashkin, I can get away with a bezin of yukos. So that's why I took the mashkin. So what in the world does the mechaba want? How could the mechaba say that it's enough with a bezin of yukos? That's what the Gemara should have answered. The Gemara should have said, that's why I need to take a mashkin for. I gained that.
And
that was the Gemara's kasha. So lechayre, what we're saying, the Pesach Hashem hefzach neshon, the mechaber's geshmak. The Gemara is talking about affect the Gemara. If you have a mashkin that you can keep and you don't have to get back to the loiva, I understand why you're taking it. It's leverage on the loiva. Good valid, smart move. But affect the Gemara. But if you're talking about a mashkin that the loiva does need and you have to give it back to him every night, affect the Gemara. So why did you bother taking the mashkin in the first place? Comes along Pesach Hashem and says, the reason why it's like Fadin, I don't need a bezdin. Well, it's not true. In such a mashkin that you have to return every night, you are going to need a bezdin. Because you can't sell it. Kol man, you still have it as a mashkin, because you got to give it back every night. You're not allowed to sell it, as I pass in the mechab over here. And the only way for you to be able to sell it is if you give it back for good. I give up my kin and it's yours for good. Or if it's yours for good, then Avani can need a regular bezdin. So of course, the Gemara couldn't have said this teretz, because the Gemara is talking about Azam Mashkin, the Echazim Mashkin, and you give it back, and you take it, you give it back, every time you have to return it. So Azam Mashkin, there's no way for me to sell it without a Bezdin. I'm going to need an Emes Bezdin, a real Bezdin. It's only in Sif Yud Ches, we're talking about a Mashkin that I don't return. It's such a Mashkin, since you have a kin in it, you can get away without having a Bezdin. A very geshmaka, very geshmaka. I think it's a Dova Pashit. And Svara, and I forget, if anything, his kasha is a raya to this chilek, that you see that when you have a mashkin that you gave back for good, avada, then you're going to need again a real bezdin. Then you're going to need a real bezdin, and it's not going to be enough a bezdin of yukos. Only as a mashkin that you're not taking, that you didn't give back for good, that you have a schus in it, and it's kani to you, then you can get away with a bezdin of yukos. All right. Fine, let's move on to Sifchav Gimel. We're not going to have time to really, it's at the end here, but at least we'll touch from Sifchav Gimel till the end of the Simen. Rabbi says, Hilchus, basically, Hilchus Mesadrin. Kishmak Mesadrin means how to make sure that the loiva has enough money to chach basic, and I stress that a few times, necessities. He's not getting away with a lot of money here. We must keep him with just enough to stay alive, which we're going to see. At least let's run through the Mechaba a little bit, whatever we cover. We cover Belina the next week. We'll do it properly. Dr. Mechaba, Sifchav Gimel. Kishiyagia zmanai peroin. When it comes the time of the peroin of Balik b'schoiv, and you want to collect your choiv, misadrin lebal choiv. We give a seder, we organize a certain arrangement for the bal choiv that the bal choiv shouldn't be able to take away everything of the loiva and leave the loiva naked and out and bare without any food and die tomorrow. We don't allow that. It's not we don't allow it. It's a deraisa. The Gemara learns out micha micha me'erchin. It's a gzer shava that we're misajin. Truth be told, it's good to know. It's really a machlekes rishonim them how we paskin. Rabbeinu Tam paskins that we are not misajin. Rabbeinu Tam paskins we allow to take the loiva, his shirt off his back, literally his shirt off his back, his undershirt off his back, and leave him high and dry with nothing. But the way we pass in, like Rav Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, we pass in that we are misadrin. The reason I mentioned Rabbeinu Tam is because we use it for tzirufim. It's not going to work kimli so much this way around, because the loiva is always the muksik. But let's say the mav already chapt the nechasim, maybe you could find a kimli like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if not, if you have other sveikas involved, which Mi'at Hashem will see throughout misadrin, you can have like svek sveikas, you can be mistafshit, it's Rabbeinu Tam.
What is the term?
Misajin is to, I know, a seder, organized. Sorry, anyone has a better taich? I know a seder, an order how for a loiva to pay back his chayv. We put his nechazim in order. What do we do? Ketzad. What do we do? Oymim l'loiva. We tell the loiva, havo kala metalton sheesh l'kor. Bring out all the metalton that you have. V'lotaniyak hafilu machad achaz. I don't want you to leave even one needle left in your house. V'afilu klei echol nefesh. Even klei echol nefesh. I want everything that you own. V'neisnin loy. And from everything that he brings, we just give him back what? To live on. Me'akol, from everything that he has, we live him back very the bare minimum. Mazon lamidyoyim, just enough food for 30 days. Kibbeinini should be here, just like an average person in the city. Ava bishachot tchilakon, even though at the beginning he was not eating properly. Good, we allow him 30 days worth of food. That's it. 30 days worth of food. Uksus shneim vasechaydish, enough clothing to last for 1 year. V'loy shayubash big day meshi, not that you have fancy clothing or mitznefes, a hufa, a golden mitznefes, no. Elamavirim oisim yemenu, we take that away from him. V'nesim loy aksus haru'i loy, just the aksus that is that's right to him. Lo yud beis chaydish. Mamish to be a necessity. Zok te chinuch in simin shin nun. It means we give him the ksus of big day chayil. We don't even give him big day Shabbos. We don't leave him anything. He'll have to wear big day chayil. I say Shabbat chayil. He'll have to wear big day chayil for Shabbos. Just the bare minimum. And we give him a mita leishev aleh. We give him a bed to sit on. It's like a chair. They used to eat on beds. Umita o matza v'shar tercha mita. The sheets and the pillows and covers, whatever, harim loy lishan aleim, that he should sleep on. V'mhoya ani, we give him mito mapetz lishan alav. An ani doesn't get a chosh of a mattress. Instead of him getting a matzah, he gets a mapetz. It's a less chosh of a mattress. Ve'ei noisin klum be'elu, and we don't give him any of this, even that food for 30 days. And that bed, that mattress, is only for him. But his wife, she's going to have to go collecting. And nice thing, klum be'elu le'ishtai ubanav, not to his kids, they'll sleep on the floor, his wife will sleep on the floor. I don't know what they'll do, but nothing. I am only meshubit to make sure that the loiva doesn't die. I'm not meshubit for his wife and his kids. That's the tzivah is going to be meshubit to. They'll have to collect, turn kids talk, I don't know what, but not me. Ava pishen katanim, even though these kids are katanim, shuchai b'mazanaseyim, still I am not mechiv to give anything. I just leave him with the business as we're over time. Rabbi Sabalina, the next week, we'll do this properly. There's a lot of raid here, especially to apply Lamaisa. Lamaisa, that's what we do. We leave the guy, his wife, without a bed. We have to know what the eitz is. In strict Allah, we have to see if there is an eitz. All right. Good to talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.